Iches v'ktitzam. But don't hold on to the batim themselves, the actual tefillin itself. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. It's not kovadik if your hands just touch the tefillin when you have carry on you. Drashi v'lo yaches v'ktitzam. Hein tefillin atzman. Don't touch the batim themselves. Tofus ma'ishovin or etzuan. V'doim lo masech tegid mazok and abrasol k'tusei tefillin. Mizika tefillin don't touch. You can only touch the ritzua, the straps, but not the tefillin itself. That's Rabbi Yaakov. You're allowed to take a small nap with your tefillin, but not the sleeping well. This is the Ryan now. How much is called a temporary sleeping, a small sleeping? How long it takes you to sleep, to walk 100 amas? So that length, how long it takes you, that's how long it's called the shinas arai, that you're allowed to sleep when you're wearing tefillin. Omar Rav. Rav says, Osa liyodom li shayn v'yoyin. Chassan, every day of the week, any day, you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Osa liyodom li shayn v'yoyin. You're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Rashi, Chassan, li shayn v'yoyin mefnei bitul Torah. Let's say, it's by daytime you have to learn Torah. Either you're working or you're learning Torah, one of the two, you can't just be a battling. So if you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. So the Rav, Omar Rav, Osa liyodom li shayn v'yoyin. Chassan, yoyse mishinis asus. Not more than a small doze off that a horse sleeps. They come machine asus. How long does a horse sleep at one time? She said nishmi, 60 breaths. Long to take, it takes 60. Good, you want to say deep breaths. Long to take 60 deep breaths. That's how long you're allowed to sleep a daytime. Not more than that you're not allowed to sleep. Omer Abaye says, Shin say demar, that you know how long I slept, or my Rebbe slept, kid Rav, as long as Rav slept. Oh, the Rav, you know how long Rav slept? Rav says, the man means Rav Avraham Nachmeni. The Bai is saying, you know how long my Rebbe slept? As long as Rav slept. And how long did Rav sleep? Could the Rebbe. And how long did Rebbe sleep? Well, the Rebbe, could the David. David, how long did David HaMelech sleep? Could the Susia. As long as a horse sleeps. Oh, the Susia, how long does a horse sleep at one time? She said Nishmi. As long as it takes 60 breaths. That's how long he slept. So Rashi learns, Kirav di mimenu lomad mida shinosoi. Shoyoshin Rav biyoim kashiyazir. As Rashi learns, this Gemara is only going by daytime. That's that Rav said, you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Only this amount that a horse sleeps, these 60 breaths. So by daytime it's also. So Rav did like that, Rebbe did like that, that's what David also did. Rashi, for Rav lomdo mirabenu akodish, a god letzlei, yid letzlei, verebbe kadovid, kach kibo miavoisov. Shezu oisa shinas David Melech Yisrael. That's how long David Melech Yisrael used to sleep at daytime, not more than 60 breaths. So according to this Gemara, the way Rashi is learning, it's talking about only by daytime. What the first one, even by nighttime at times. Rashi means by daytime. But Abaye Gemara says, Havinayim kidemayim mipopadisa levekuvi. He used to sleep Rashi b'yoyim. Even by a day, Abaye used to take a nap, and used to sleep as long as it takes somebody to walk, mipumbadisa levekuvia. Trashi kamayim mipumbadisa levekuvia, timaforish bemokim acher, devi shisin parsi. That was almost a long journey. It was six shisa parsi. Take six parsis. That's parsis 4 mil. It's a long time. A mil is 18 minutes. So he slept a long time. Is Kori Yolor Rav Yosef? Yosef called upon him, Akon Abaya, Ad Mosai Otso Tishka, you lazy person, how long are you going to be sleeping? Mosai talking to Mishnah Sechel, when are you going to wake up from sleeping already? Because he held, like we had before, like Rav's din, it's also to sleep a yoyin. More than 60 breaths, not too long, 3 minutes maybe, 5 minutes, that's all. So Halacha is brought down that everybody depends. There's some say B'chal and Shabbos doesn't apply. On Shabbos, that you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to take a Shabbos afternoon nap. That you're allowed to. It's only going in the middle of the week. Even the Re used to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. But then the Mishnah Berurah thing brings down, he says, depends upon what kind of person you are. Like if you might see you're very tired, and you see you can't do anything, so you're not called a batlan then. You're sleeping, push to give you kayach. Then you would be allowed to take a nap. But if you're a person that doesn't need a nap, just time to take the nap, that's this Gemara, you should do it. Like don't be, like Rashi said, don't stop, waste your time. If somebody goes to sleep at daytime, and the Gemara's times you're wearing your tefillin all day, so now when it goes to sleep, it depends. Rotza cholitz, if you want to take off your tefillin. Rotza maniach, if you want to, you could leave them. Rashi, hanichnas lishon, shein kavanos el lishon V'yena maharve l'dov racher. You only want to go to sleep and not think about anything else. Is rotsa chilas tefillin. Rotsa meniach lefisha b'yoyim. And darko l'shamas enishtoi. V'lalishin kva. Monashek, at daytime, if you want to take a nap with your tefillin, you're allowed to. Because it's not a shtegel to live with your wife at daytime. And also, you don't sleep too long by daytime. Therefore, you can take a small nap. You're allowed to do it even though you're wearing your tefillin. So it's up to you. And if you want to, you have a right to take them off. Even though the whole daytime you're supposed to wear your tefillin, but when you're taking your small nap, if you want to, you have a right to take it off. If you don't want to, keep it on. But Lilo, let's say you're taking a nap at nighttime, then chilut. Then you have to take off your tefillin. V'yeinu maniach, you're not allowed to leave them on. So even though we hold tefillin is not a zman, you're not supposed to wear tefillin b'laylo, but the pshat is, if you have tefillin on during the daytime, you don't really have a chiv to take it off right away. Mashenkin, now that you're going to sleep, then you have a chiv to take it off. As we hold, you're not supposed to put on tefillin at nighttime. It means if you didn't put it on yet, you're not supposed to put it on at night. But if you already have it on from the daytime, you don't badavka have to take it off as soon as it comes nighttime. But if you want to go to sleep, that's this Gemara, you have to take them off, v'yeinu maniach, you're not allowed to wear them. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, this is Rabbi Nosson Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Hayelodim Li'olam Chotzin V'yein Manichin. Chil Bochrim, Rashi says, people that are not married, Li'olam Chotzin Afilu B'yein. Anytime they want to take a nap, even by daytime, they have to take off their tefillin before they take a nap. Nefnei Shirigilim B'tuma, because he's rogel to have tuma. Rashi, Kasaka, that Havminer is, Shema Yurikari. Maybe you'll see some zera will come out of him. Shehiru Motzibhen. Since he's a bachur, he's not married yet, could be he thinks about women, so he'll come the day here, he'll come the day carry. Therefore, a bachur, when he goes to, if he's wearing tefillin, at daytime, if he takes a nap, he has to take off his tefillin first. For the Gemara, Lemuk Sabar Rabbi Yosi, if that's the reason why, so the Yatom Rabbi Yosi holds, Balkari Oslo Niyat Tefillin, that it's also for Balkari to wear tefillin, and why this is the Machlekes, that Rashi Umi Boyele Lenevet Kavosei. If that's his shita, we have to hold like him. Shalacha kumais of great mekaimis. The kaimlo nemuki imai. That whatever Rabbi Yosi says, he's very smart, we hold like Rabbi Yosi. So you want to tell me now the pshat from Rabbi Yosi is that the reason why a bochor is not allowed to sleep with his tefillin because we're afraid to become a balkari. And then you tell him that Rabbi Yosi has told the balkari is also to wear tefillin. Or Rabbi wants to say maybe no. Be yelodim unshaseyim imohem askinim. Because we're not talking about right now a bochor. Talking about a young married person that was just married. Since he was just married, here we're afraid, Shema Yovel de Hergel Dover. We're afraid maybe he's going to live with his wife wearing the tefillin. And that he shouldn't do. Shrashi Shema Yavo, for Yehovah the Osa, live Zoysen Linen Ben Kalas Rush. That's not nice. Now it could be wearing tefillin when Zera comes out of you, maybe there's no Isser. So therefore, to sleep by daytime would be a right for a Bochor. Mashenkin here that we say it's also a song about people who just got married. So we're afraid even by daytime they'll take a nap, maybe they'll sleep with their wife. And that's not nice. Not nice to be with your wife when you're wearing your tefillin. So that's the yisur. But it could be if a bocher wants to take a nap by daytime, maybe he's allowed to, even though the chash may become a day carry. There's no yisur if you come a day carry wearing tefillin. Nobody shouldn't come a day carry. But as a din tefillin shaboy, there's no new yisur about having tefillin on when the zera comes out. Tana Rabbon, Shochach v'shimish mitosai v'tfilin. Let's say you made a mistake, you forgot you're wearing tefillin, it's daytime and you're living with your wife. So what should you do now? Is Eina Oichid, you're not supposed to hold. Leibur Tzua, you shouldn't hold the straps to the tefillin. For Leibur Tzitza, don't hold the tefillin itself. Achiyutu Yodim, until first go wash your hands. V'yitlam, and then take the tefillin away. V'vnei Shidayim Askon Yisem. Stam v'shash tashmish, your hands are moving around, the touch is placed, that's not nice. So your hands are not clean. So it's a bizoy, you're not supposed to touch tefillin if your hands are not clean. Therefore, if you forgot and you, while you're wearing tefillin, you're with your wife, so the halacha is first go and wash your hands, and then you can take off the tefillin. So the Mishnah. Maisa v'yaviyu lo the Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai lita metatashim. It once happened that they brought Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai on Sukkis to taste the food. They gave him a tavshil to eat on Sukkis. And they gave him the size of a food of 2 dates. Shnei kesavis. And they gave him a pitcher of water to drink also. The Omru and Gamliel told them, "Hail on the sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah, because he wanted to eat these things in the sukkah." So Rashi learns, That's the first maaser. That they brought the Gamliel teat, Shnei Kleisavis, and he ate it in the Sukkah. Ukeshenosnu l'Rabbi Tzadik, when he gave Rabbi Tzadik teat, is Oichel Pochas Mikibetza. He was makbit teat, the amount of food less than the size of an egg. Not l'Bamapa, even though it was bread, he didn't go to wash his hands first. He just covered his hands with a towel and held the bread in a towel. The ochlu when he ate, chutz the sukkah outside the sukkah. And another thing, we didn't make a brocha chroina. And see, holds to make a brocha chroina, you have to eat the size of a beyo. If you only eat the size of a gazayas, see, holds, you're potter for making a brocha chroina. Halacha, we don't hold like this. Halacha, we hold, if you eat the size of a gazayas, you have to make a brocha chroina. But this is Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that he holds, or Rabbi Tzadik, that if you eat less than a kabeitza, you're potter for making a brocha chroina. So Rashi says, oichel pochos mikabeya. Michael Pochus Mikabeya, they gave him food teeth the size less than the size of an egg. So what did he do, Reb Tzadik? Not leba mape. Loi nota yodav, he didn't wash his hands. El akorach mape, he wrapped his hands around with a towel. Mishum nekiya stam to keep his house, he was clean. The iksava Pochus Mikabeya le burn his heels dying. Because after the luck of washing your hands before you eat bread, he held his name mechuyiv to. Since it less than a bay, you don't have to wash your hands for it. Loi boi sukkah, he did hold, you don't have to have a sukkah either. Hey, so anytime you eat less than a beya, that's called Nachilus Arai. Like we had the Mishnah before, Nachilus Arai, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, therefore he did not eat it in the sukkah. For a boy, Birchas HaMozel Achrav, even though he's eating bread the size of a kezayis, he did not bench afterwards. The Doros Krev Yudu, because he also Krev Yudu Shita. The Yachalte, the Savote, the Rachta, that means Achilus Yesh Bosriya. You have to have an eating that satisfies you somewhat. Even though midiraisa sviya really means you're full lagamri, you have a full meal, but even though midirabon we dash in a little bit, but he holds vayinu kebeya. Midirabon also you have to eat at least the size of an egg. But less than that you put from the bracha chreina. Lalocha we hold that the rabon know that even the size of the kezayis midirabon you have to bench. Avlofona behold the boy bracha. But that's for sure, before you eat at the beginning, havad you have to make a bracha rishreina. You have to make hamoitzi. Sharei nena, you're having enjoyment. And the klal is, v'yosa lehenes, min oilu mazeh b'lai brocha. You're not allowed to take enjoyment from this world without making a brocha. So no matter how small the food is, before you eat it, you have to make a brocha rishreina. But to make a brocha achreina, that's his shita. Rav Tzadik holds like a Yehudi shita, you only chayiv eat the size of a beya. Less than a beya, you potter. So Gemara yas akasha, maisa lister. It's a stira, you're contradicting yourself. Rashi, Maisa Lister. V'chiderach ha-medabrim lo'ov v'yachad v'rayim Maisa ra'asveisu v'rayim. Like you're contradicting yourself in the Mishnah. Tiktoni reish, the reish, it says, oichle v'shoysen arai chus l'sukkah. It says what you're allowed to eat a little bit outside the sukkah. V'viyah Maisa d'tim matash l'sar sukkah. Then they bring this Maisa here, that Maisa, the beginning of the Mishnah was. V'viyah l'rav yechne menzaka litim matashol. They brought to him teeth a little bit of the tavshol, and what was the halacha? He said, bring it up to the sukkah. And a little bit of tavshol, he didn't have to eat that much, he only ate a little bit, he did not eat so much. So you see, even achilas arai, you have to eat in the sukkah. So the two mishnayos and anastira. The mishnah we just had before this says, achilas arai, is potem in a sukkah. A little bit less than a day, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. And here the beginning of our mishnah says, maisa v'hoi v'hevi lo rabbi yechid ben zakai, litim et tavshol. What's litim? He tasted. They made a good dish, and he said, taste the dish. He says, give it to me, I want to eat in the sukkah. Out of the sukkah, he's not going to eat. So it's a stira. So Marian says, chasuri mechzura, something is missing from the last Mishnah before. Vachi katoni, this is what the Mishnah before should have said. That even though the Mishnah says, you're allowed to eat the nachilas arai outside the sukkah, you're allowed to eat a little bit outside the sukkah, less than an egg, of imbola hachmir alatsumoy machmir. If somebody wants to be machmir upon himself and not eat anything outside the sukkah, he's allowed to. For less be mishum yura, that's what the Mishnah means to say. There's no bar gaivnik, you're not showing off to do this. Even though a lot of times we say when you put them in a dover, if you do it, you're called a bar gaivnik. It's not called you're showing off. You're not supposed to do it. Something you put it from, sometimes you're not supposed to be machmir to do it. But here the Mishnah is telling us no. Even though to eat a little bit, you're potter, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but if you want to be machmir and not eat anything outside the sukkah, it's brought down the lochon. If you want to be machmir, not even drink water out of the sukkah, toivul abrochish, no, it's something nice.
you don't have a chiv to, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah arai. Even bread you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah less than the size of an egg. And other foods for sure you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But the Mishnah says if you want to be machmal atzmai, you're allowed to. For less pay mishum yura. There's no bag, you're not showing off by doing this. Now our Mishnah says, oh my sinam, there's a story like that also. The Vilu Rabbi Yechonah Metzakai, Lita Mesatashu, that they brought in front of Rabbi Yechonah Metzakai a small amount of food, just to taste the food, to see how it tastes, a small amount, less than a beyah. And still he told them, bring it up to the sukkah, I'll taste it in the sukkah. So that's the terrorist. He was machmal atzmai, even a little bit just to taste the food. He did not want to do it outside the sukkah. He was bedafka machmal to do it inside the sukkah. Mervaita. L'rov gamliya l'shnei kaisavas udli shamayim. That then the next Maestal Mishnah says, they brought in front of Rav Gamliel two dates, the size of two dates, two kaisavis, shnei kaisavis, udli shamayim, a pitcher of water to drink. The Yomru, Rav Gamliel told them, the Yomru, hello,